From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, political attack ads. First, the lead. Iraq, where there are conflicting reports on the two-week standoff in Najaf at the shrine of Imam Ali. Iraqi authorities say they have taken control of the shrine, where fighters loyal to the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have been holding out. But a spokesman for al-Sadr denies that. He says preparations are being made to begin to transfer control of the mosque to another Shiite leader, the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. Joining us now from Baghdad is Alyssa Rubin. She's co-chief of the L.A. Times Bureau there. Alyssa, what more can you tell us about these events? What indeed is happening in Najaf?
Well, I think that's a question we'd all like to know the answer to. It's enormously confusing. There have been conflicting reports, even from people who are on the scene, so it's very difficult to know what is happening. The Interior Ministry has certainly claimed that the shrine is under police control. At the same time, one of Sadr's spokesmen said that the fighters were leaving the shrine and they were planning to hand the keys over to, as you mentioned, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. However, we also spoke to the Ali al-Sistani's office, and his son, who was there, said we will not accept the keys of the Imam Ali shrine.
Well, it is confusing, Alyssa, because I've been reading news wires over the last few hours that have reported that all the militia fighters have left the shrine of Ali, and it looks as though everything was over. And then I've seen other reports that hundreds of them have been captured there. I gather that at some basic level, no one is reporting authoritatively from the shrine right now. You can't tell what's happening.
I think that is exactly right. I mean, U.S. Marines down in Najaf also believe that the shrine is not under police control, but Iraqi police control, but they don't know themselves, and about 45 minutes ago were headed to checkpoints to try to get information. It's an extraordinarily jumbled situation, and so it's something where I think we're not going to know exactly what has happened for probably, quite possibly till sometime tomorrow when some more people could get down there and act as eyewitnesses. But clearly there is some sort of at least temporary resolution moving forward. Everyone is talking about something happening relatively peacefully. There has not been shooting or fighting heard in Najaf, or very little today. So it seems a much more tempered situation than it was, over the past, several days. But exactly what's happened and exactly on what terms fighters might leave is extremely unclear.
Alyssa, does anyone know where Muqtada al-Sadr is?
We really don't know where he is in Najaf, whether he's in Najaf, perhaps in the Kufa shrine, about 7-8 miles away from Najaf. It's just not clear where he is.
From Baghdad, the LA Times, Alyssa Rubin. Thanks, Alyssa.
Thank you.